So I was diagnosed in November 2008, and it was Friday afternoon. The reason I went for an HIV test wasn't to be tested for HIV. It was because I'd had a skin reaction in the genital area, and because it wasn't being cleared up by cortisone creams and anything like that, my GP suggested to rule things out, I go for a general sexual health screen. I went to my local GU clinic and was told as part of that screen I would have an HIV test. And is that okay? I said yes, because I was 50 years of age, I wasn't very sexually active, and I thought, everything would be all right. I was also told that if there was anything wrong, I'd be asked to come in within 2 weeks. 2 weeks passed, and I was in work on the Friday afternoon, and I suddenly realised to myself that the 2 weeks were up, and I hadn't heard anything, and I thought to myself, I knew everything was fine, and it was a change of soap powder. The next thing is, I received a phone call from the GU clinic asking if I could go in on that afternoon. I asked why. And was told, obviously, we can't discuss things like that over the telephone, but we do need to see you. And that's when the world opened up and my whole world came crashing around me, because I knew by that statement that my HIV test had come back positive. I sat there for about 10 minutes, and then my phone went again. And it was another nurse, and they said, I'm awfully sorry, but my colleague forgot to ask a question, and that is, when did you last have sex, and is your last sexual partner contactable? Which then confirmed my suspicions. I was HIV positive. I was devastated. I burst into tears. The phone was ringing. I didn't know what to do. It was in a panic. And the next thing, my line manager came in, and I was able to just let him know what was happening, and I received good support from him. I've been told since that that was the exception to the rule, and that people are not informed on a Friday afternoon like that. That was my experience, and it was a one-off, and it was a rare, rare occasion. But it's not the normal policy to do things like that.